With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Shepherd, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
Now, of course, we've covered junior age extensively on this podcast, but hold up now. When it comes to Gael Valenzuela, hopefully I pronounced that right. You know what I'm saying? I may or may not have looked it up. Anyways, when it comes to Valenzuela, safe to say, him being a songwriter for junior age definitely played out in the greatest way possible. As, if you don't know, his rise to fame was being a songwriter in Corridos Tumbados. Of course, his rise to fame was being a writer. And then you come to find out he co-wrote hits like Junior H's Y Loro and La Cherry. Now, of course, Junior H did not have to reciprocate that amount of artistry as far as a songwriter, because, of course, people get songs written for him every day.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
But, you know, at the end of the day, when you bring people to your own success, that has to be applauded and basically upheld in the crazy, nasty state of the music industry. And the reason why I say that is because, ladies and gentlemen, they put out an album called Depressed MFKZ. Now, I'm going to let y'all figure out what that stands for. But objectively speaking, this is a phenomenal debut, because not only is it doing phenomenal as far as worldwide, but U.S. specifically, because, you know, if you don't know, Billboard chart data, as far as first week sales, they try to go off of U.S. metrics. Well, they do worldwide, but it's a very skewed metric when it comes to Billboard for overseas acts. So even with that skewed scale not in their favor, their album Depressed MFKZ that came out February 12th debuted at the 15th most played project in the world with 30,000 first week sales. So you're probably thinking to yourself, well, that's not a lot. And because of these overseas acts doing phenomenal, especially in Mexico, where Junior H himself has 11 tracks in the top 50, and of course Valenzuela is on his most popular track as far as Droga Lito, which we're about to get into in a second. But anyways, them being popular in Mexico and worldwide, objectively speaking, outside of the U.S., they sold 63,000 units. So now you combine that to the 30,000 in the U.S., it come to say a 90,000+ first week sales metric for a Latin musician also having tracks on the U.S. Billboard charts. I think that's a phenomenal outing. So now let's get into the most popular track from this album, which of course is Droga Lethal, which if you don't know, this album is 15 tracks total, 54 minutes in length, and the Droga Lethal track comes in at about the midway mark of the album. It's a little earlier. It's not necessarily the middle, but it's towards the middle of the album. And of course, it has Peso Pluma on it. Now, if you don't know, Peso Pluma is, of course, the owner, one of the owners of Double P Records, which is doing phenomenal in the Latin music field, especially, you know, corridos, tumbados, it goes without saying. So now, when you look at Gael Valenzuela and Junior H and their latest album, Depressed, you probably realize that there's very interesting credits for this project. As if you don't know, even though he wrote a lot of hits for Junior H reciprocating that type of love and artistry put into his music definitely rewarded him, as now he is signed to Junior H. And of course, when you look at it specifically, the label that he is under is Sad Boys Entertainment, which is Junior H's label. But it's a subsidiary because it releases via Rancho Humilde under exclusive license to Warner Music Latina. So that is the overall breakdown of the credits for this specific album, because at the end of the day, when you're looking at the music industry, I'm not going to say there's not a lot of major labels that could get more buzz for the artists versus the big three, which is Warner, UMG, or Sony. But usually, if you want to start competing consistently with the big dogs, you do have to sign with the Warner, Sony, and Music. So even though I do applaud Junior H for having his own label with Sad Boys Entertainment, which is also under Rancho Humilde, I do acknowledge that they are under exclusive license to Warner Music Latina, because at the big dogs table, they have subsidiaries to acknowledge the overseas acts that they can help out consistently compete with the superstars. And that's exactly what Junior H and Gael Valenzuela is doing. So some of the other details about this album is that the track Droga Lethal, however you pronounce it. Let me see. You know, I'm 26 going on 80. Let me make this bigger. Okay. Droga Lethal is the 100th most played track in the world, and of course the album Depressed, I already said, is the 15th most played track. But then let's get to Mexico, as when you look at the tracks from Junior H, which Gal's only track on here as far as the top 50 in Mexico is with Junior H, so it's combined, but it is the most popular track, with Droga Lethal being the 10th most played track in Mexico, and that also has Peso Pluma on it, which I told y'all time and time again, I really enjoy Peso Pluma's music. He's one of my favorite live musicians in the field. So then you look at the second most popular track from Junior H, and you have Mientras Dumeras, and I believe that's not on the latest album, but that is the second most popular track, the 21st most played track in Mexico. Miqueta is the 24th most played track in Mexico, and Donde Estás, that is the 26th most played track in Mexico, and then you have Miss Lamadas as the 29th most played track in Mexico. I kind of keep saying Mexico so y'all don't think it's worldwide. We're diving specifically into Mexico right now. Y Luro is the 35th most played track in Mexico. Oroes, I think that's how you say it. Oroes. That's the 39th most played track in Mexico. No Tengas Miedo, that's the 42nd most played track in Mexico. And then, of course, you have Las Noches, which is the 43rd most played track in Mexico. And then, of course, it keeps going, ladies and gentlemen. This man got hits for days in Mexico. Junior H also has Demencia, which is the 46th most played track in the world. Well, no, in Mexico, excuse me. And then, lastly, you have Pien Celo by Junior H. That's the 49th most played track in Mexico. So when diving into Junior H, which of course, if you follow Notorious Mass Effect, the first time we dove into Junior H was June 23rd, 2023, which we covered Peso Pluma and Junior H and their specific track Luna. And of course, our last time covering it was January 22nd of this year, when we talked about Junior H and Gael Valenzuela and their specific track Miqueta. So of course, it was leading up into this album, Depressed. And of course, it's doing phenomenal. So that's the main thing I wanted to point out. When it comes to Corridos, Tumbados, and just the music field in general, a lot of people is jumping out, putting out a project, because you had Peso Pluma, Tito Double P with their album. You have Junior H, Gal, Valenzuela. You just had Bad Bunny host the Super Bowl. It's almost like people are starting to expand their palettes musically. So, of course, with that being said, I don't think I'm missing anything else. Oh, I almost forgot. See, that's on me. That's why I look over my notes. So, for the avid Junior H fans out there, just know he is going on a tour. Hopefully, I don't butcher this too horrendously. It's called the Latino America and Lagrimas Sad Boys Tour. It begins May 12th of this year. It opens in Bogota, Colombia, in the Movie Star Arena. Pre-sale is, of course, the pre-sale is already open. So the general sale is open as well. The stops for this tour includes Chile, Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and yeah, okay, that's basically it. So if you was a huge Junior H fan, I would just go to his page and his website, and he'll probably have it up here. Actually, he probably has it up here, right? Let me see. So as far as his page, if you go to his link, if you go to title, nope, that's not it. Well, they have the album up here, but you know, hey, if you're a Junior H fan, guess what?
Woo-dee-doo.
You got to find it for yourself. Just know I let you know that he was on tour, all right? So once again, he is going on tour. It begins May 12th, and he will be in Chile, Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua. So just type in Junior H tour. Type in Junior H Sad Boys Tour, and it should pop up. So I think that's basically it. Yeah, so with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the latest album from Junior H and Gal Valenzuela being the 15th most played project in the world? And even though Droga Lethal is the best performing track, objectively speaking, off of the album, if you listen to Depressed by Junior H, what is your favorite track after listening?
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out: Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.